This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
It is with much sadness we note the passing of NERC member Alan Merritt, VK5 LAM, to the great ham shack above. Alan was a keen member of NERC, regularly attending club meetings until his health deteriorated. He enjoyed numerous club activities, including the Fifth Friday social events and coffee mornings at the Teacher Gully Library. He will be sadly missed by all those that knew him. The club extends deepest sympathies to his wife Kerry and to his family. Vale, Alan VK5 LAM.
Well, hello again everyone. This is Les, VK5 KLD, with the Christmas edition of the North East Radio Club News. Yes, it's that time of the year again, and you should put your stockings up by the chimney and hope that Santa fills them with nice amateur radio goodies. And I hope he doesn't get tangled up in your antennas as the sleigh flies overhead. Last Wednesday, after the real coffee club meeting at the Tea Tree Gully Library, some of us went across the road and had a marvellous lunch at the Bangkok Boulevard restaurant. So thanks very much to Steve, VK5 SFA, for organising that marvellous dinner. And on Christmas afternoon, that's 5 p.m. on the 25th of December, there will be an F-Troop meeting on the linked repeater network. Yes, you can come along and join in the F-Troop net on that afternoon of Christmas Day and tell everybody about all the goodies that you received. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you have a joyful Christmas, and if you're out on the roads, please drive carefully. So 73s, good DX and stay safe from Les, VK5, KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning everyone. This is VK5 and Lima Sierra Bravo, and my name is David, with some notes and news on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. Myself and other committee members of Wison South Australia would like to wish you and your families a very happy, safe and merry Christmas, and that you enjoy the time with your families, along with a very happy and safe new year, as this year has been quite trying and challenging due to COVID-19 and the restrictions that it has brought to us all during this year across our communities. Wison South Australia is hosting a barbecue get-together on Saturday the 30th of January from 11 a.m. down at the Scouts Facility for Adventurous Activities at Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North from 11 a.m. Members of ACRAM, which is the Australian Citizens Radio Monitors South Australian Corporation, will also be joining us on the day and will bring in one of their communication trailers down so we can have a look at what they do in the field. And who doesn't like a free lunch? So come along on the 30th of January from 11 a.m. down at the Scouts Facility for Adventurous Activities at Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North from 11 a.m. for this Wison South Australia Get Together barbecue. Look forward to seeing you there. Planning is well underway for the Shannon's Adelaide Rally 2021, which is a four-day car rally event being held over the 24th to 27th of March. This had recently been postponed during November 2020 due to COVID-19. So if you're into exotic vehicles, well, this rally is for you. Wison South Australia are currently seeking registrations for volunteers for this event for amateur radio operators to assist with communications and logistics across the 4 days. Registration is via the Rally SA webpage. You can register for this event by going to the webpage rallysa.com.au, I say again, rallysa.com.au, and click on the Shannon's Adelaide Rally link, then register under the Volunteers link, Wison Volunteer, and you pick the days. You don't have to do every day or not even full days, as we are looking for radio operators to cover stages, so come out and volunteer and be part of the action and being up close to the vehicles and action, and put your radio skills to good use. New licence holders and foundation operators are strongly encouraged to participate. Never done a rally before? Don't worry, as support is provided, and we look forward to seeing you out there and working alongside of you. And just remember folks, Santa knows who has been naughty and nice this year. This has been VK5 LSB on behalf of the Wison Australia Committee 73s, and wishing everybody out there a merry and safe Christmas. Cheers all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's happenings in and around the South East Radio Group. Our 2020 is almost done and dusted, and what a disruptive year it's been. We're very fortunate here in the South East, in as much as COVID-19, whilst having major effects on many due to job losses, business closures, etc., has had a minimal effect on our population health-wise. While many criticised lockdown measures, travel restrictions, etc., I think that overall a great job has been done, as state and federal governments were having to deal with a never-before-encountered threat to our health, and the learning curve has been steep and at times rocky. We're probably not home and hosed yet either, as one stupid move could land us back in square one. Most of us amateurs have coped well with isolation and lack of face-to-face meetings, as we have the resources to continue these things in a different form. For most of us, this has worked well, and in some new and innovative ideas have been tried. In some cases, they have been adopted as a more or less permanent fixture. Let's all hope that January 1st, 2021 kicks off a year free of COVID threats, and that as many as possible can recover physically and economically as quickly as possible and get on with a normal year. For our group, we hope to kick 2021 off with an upgraded VK5RMG antenna system and the establishment and commissioning of the new VK3RSW repeater at Haywood. We look forward to being able to provide assistance at events such as Generations in Jazz, the Pines Enduro and the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, as well as numerous car rallies. We are very keen to reinstate face-to-face club meetings, hopefully in January, and get back to the normality that was torn from us in March earlier this year. No doubt many of us will be hoping to visit relatives or get away on a holiday somewhere nice over the Christmas New Year holidays, especially those with kids. This will not apply to me, as being an ex-truck driver, I hate being on the roads at holiday time, as so many incompetent drivers seem to think that then is the time for them to demonstrate their total lack of skill and common sense. We much prefer to spend these times at home. If you are travelling, please make allowances for the idiots and be extra aware in order that you get to and from your intended holiday spots all in one piece. If, by any chance, you are venturing down to our neck of the woods, please be reminded to look up our repeater network frequencies so that you can put out a call. You will almost always receive an answer from someone, and most of us are keen to help you find the secret spots that are worth visiting or just to welcome you to our part of the world. Having waffled on about holidays, it is now time for me, on behalf of our President, Peter, VK5BE, and all of our members, to wish you all a healthy, happy and safe Christmas and all the very best for a much better 2021 than what 2020 dished up.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. A couple of weeks ago, I collected from the AHARS postbox a big parcel of QSL cards from AREG, and now we have to work out how we're going to distribute them without having face-to-face meetings. It would be good if we can get many of these off to you folk long before our first face-to-face meeting, the AGM on the 18th of February. It is now more important than ever to listen to the Sunday broadcast, and remember, if you cannot listen to these live, you can find them on the North East Radio Club website and listen to them at your leisure. http://northeastradioclub.org.au/WIA-broadcast. Here you will find audio files of both the national and the local broadcasts. The lack of physical meetings is a very good excuse to get on air and talk to each other via the network of repeaters. I have noticed over the past 2 weeks we've had more people joining the Monday Night Net. Remember, all hams, not only AHARS members, are welcome to join the Monday Night Net. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcasts to find out what AHARS is planning over the next few weeks. The January picnic is on Sunday the 17th of January at the Marion RSL. It will be free to financial members of AHARS. The price for non-members, including partners who are not financial members of AHARS, will be $15, including a dessert. I will ask for registrations for this event with next weekend's mail out. The menu is the same as last year's, and the rules concerning drinks are still the same. All beverages must be bought from the RSL bar. The increase in price is because we cannot supply our own desserts this year due to the COVID rules. To make up for the fun we usually have at the Christmas party, Shirley is making up three substantial baskets for door prizes. You will be given an armband when you arrive at the venue, and if you have not paid by direct deposit before the day, the treasurer will be pleased to receive cash on the day. The RSL volunteers preparing the meal cannot make special meals for those who have allergies and other special dietary requirements, but will be happy to cook any special meal you bring along. 2020 is almost gone, and it's time to think about the AHARS committee for 2021. AHARS needs you. 3 weeks ago, I sent out a document outlining the duties of those on the committee and a nomination form. If you feel moved to join the committee, fill out this form and post it to me at PO Box 501 Modbury, or scan and send it via email. I will send these documents out again next weekend, just in case you've lost yours. Paul, the webmaster, has sent me a note pointing out that we now have a Facebook page, and it's getting quite active, has 126 members. It can be found at https://www.facebook.com/groups/AHARS. Paul has also been putting my latest info, which I send out each week as an email, on the website, and it's simple to find. It's on the AHARS website in the latest info and news page. Just in case you didn't get to write that down, I will send that out with my mass email Monday or Tuesday this week. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.